Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball towards left. Simmons settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Simmons. Goslin moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to third. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharon. The throw from Cochran and he is out, McNair applying the tag. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Wahlberg moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wahlberg moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Wahlberg scores. Bishop moves to third. Kramer moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Bishop scores. Kramer scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. Simmons moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Fox reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Wally Hebert now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive towards short. Levy catches it and throws to second to double up Fox. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosselin hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sherin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Sherin reaches second base with a double. Campbell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Athletics. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wahlberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert strikes out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to second. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Hebert covering. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Kramer moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 8-2, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Fox scores. Haas moves to second. It's 10-2, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango fires to second and picks off Haas for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 10-3, Athletics. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 0-for-2 in the game. Bango hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharon moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hebert covering, for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 12-3, Athletics. Bob Cooney now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Schult is chasing the ball. Fox rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 14-3, Athletics. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller now playing left field. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 3 in the game. Shult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 14-4, Athletics. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-6, Athletics. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell throws the ball into Melillo who tags Dykes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bengo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bengo moves to second. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooney hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 4 in the game. Shult hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Kramer scores. It's 16-6, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 16, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.